On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the Lenawee Cares campaign that has just kicked off here recently. And I'm happy to have on the program to talk more about that campaign is Paula Trautman, the Lenawee Community Foundation Vice President and Director of Grants and Programs. Welcome back to the program, Paula.
Hi, Dale. Thank you so much for having me.
And for those, I think we need just to keep repeating and trying to establish in people's minds exactly what Lenawee Cares is.
Lenawee Cares is an annual campaign of the Lenawee Community Foundation, and we really just do it for the love of Lenawee. This is our 10th year, Dale. I can't believe it. We were talking a little earlier about age and years and 10 years.
But you know, the thing is, I remember when Lenawee Cares got first started.
Yes, yes. Our first campaign was fall of 2016, and we collected dollars and pledges from people throughout the community and collected them in the next year and paid them out all in the next year. And we still do that.
Yeah.
And since our start, about $4 million has been placed back in the hands of our agencies, serving people who live next door to us, right? Our neighbors, our family, our friends, just helping everybody who might be struggling a little bit do a little bit better.
Now, Lenawee Cares has a board of all their own because it's under the umbrella of the Lenawee Community Foundation, correct?
It is under the umbrella of the Lenawee Community Foundation. There's been a little reformulation, maybe it might be the word, for this year.
Okay.
And we have the Lenawee Cares Committee, some new people, but the people who started it and stewarded it are still involved in different ways, and they're just amazing. Super grateful for all their support. You know, Londa and Jacob and Deb and Janelle, and I can't remember all the other names. I'm like picturing the table of the people around me, but just amazing people in our community who continue to strive and make a difference.
And this is the campaign, like you mentioned, to be able to raise funds that will stay right here in Lenawee County.
Absolutely. The dollars go where you designate, or if you don't designate, the Lenawee Cares folks will take grant recommendations and make grants to agencies in our area who are serving everybody in our area. Associated Charities, Adrian Ray, I think about Salvation Army, Morenci, Hudson, Onstead, you know, they reach out through all corners of our community, get touched by Lenawee Cares.
Yeah, it's just not one area or just one section of the county, is it?
It is not. We will honor your designation. So if you live in Blissfield and want to make a designation there, or Clinton Schools recently ran their campaign, and lots of donations or designations to the Clinton Area Fund, which go directly back to that area. And if you don't have a cause or a community that you want to tie your donation to, you can leave it open, and we get lots of requests. Typically, four times the amount requested and dollars we have to grant away. And so that's what those undesignated dollars are used for, to meet those grants, those things for agencies.
Now, you had a pretty successful campaign last year.
We did. Over $475,000 raised.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Lenawee County is so generous, and they really pull each other up by our bootstraps, right? Like, we want to help our neighbor and everything be better. And that's really my belief, is that we help our corner of the world and then that ripple outs and helps the rest of the world.
Well, you know, the thing is that, as you mentioned earlier and referred to it, is that this really helps out a lot of people here in Lenawee County. And if we make a stronger foundation for our county, makes it, you know, overall stronger for everyone.
It does. I like what you did there, Dale. Foundation. The Lenawee Community Foundation. You're so clever. Yeah. And I'm quick. I caught it today. Yeah. Don't always catch that. So yeah, we're super lucky. And we take, just so people remember, 10% of the dollars raised go to an endowment. So when COVID hit in 2020, Lenawee Cares was pretty much a toddler, a baby then, just starting out. We took some of the dollars we put in that endowment and raised those as match dollars. So from a Thursday staff meeting when we announced that we were doing the donation match to Monday, we had raised $100,000 to fit the needs of when our community was battling COVID like the rest of the world.
Right.
And that's really because of the people who trust us with their dollars.
Yeah. So how is the money raised each year then, Paula?
In a variety of ways, but the most popular way is people donate a little bit from their paycheck. I am just like everybody else. If the money's in my paycheck, I'm probably going to spend it. You know, I have needs to meet there too. And I'm not saying people are, you know, spending it on frivolous things, but
right.
But if you are able to have a little bit of money taken out of your paycheck each week or every 2 weeks when you get paid that you never touch, and then the donation is mailed to the Community Foundation and we hold it in that account, we'll honor your designation and we'll use it for grants for Lenawee Cares, the committee to make the grant recommendation. recommendations once those are received. But that's the easiest way.
Sure.
Some other people, maybe you're retired or don't work in a company that takes part, you can mail a check directly, or you can do a PayPal. We use PayPal as our processor online.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can do an EFT through your bank. Deb Salenbein's our the brains behind all that operation. And so she does all that work, but where you have a little bit of money taken out of your account or on your credit card that pays too.
And that makes a difference.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, I make a $10 donation to for an entity each month. It doesn't, I pay the 30 cents to cover the processing fee because it was 30 cents, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then it goes to a cause I care about. It's outside of Lenawee County. It serves the whole state of Michigan. And for Lenawee Cares, I just have money taken out of my paycheck. We get paid every 2 weeks that comes out. And it goes, I designate some and I leave some open for Lenawee Cares to make the decision on.
Absolutely. And like I said, it does make a difference, and especially for those who may not be working now, or they may be retired,
right,
and feel that they would like to be able to help out and to give back. This is the way to do it then.
It is. It is. And I know when I was much younger and I had a kiddo at home or I was a single mom, I didn't have as much money that was flexible and free for me to be able to make donations. And I'm a different point in my world where I can do that and I can make a designation or a donation to agencies. Lenawee County is blessed with so many amazing organizations. I mentioned a couple earlier, but you know, we really try hard to take care of our own.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally, you know, big time say absolutely on what you just said, because I think Lenawee County is really great in taking, like you said, taking care of our own. And when there's a need out there, we dig down and help out as much as we can, mm-hmm, to be able to do that. Now, once these the funds are donated,
yes,
and goes to the Lenawee Cares, how is the money distributed then? You said earlier it's requested. You have requests.
Yeah. So if it's a designation, it's paid out. And so we collect the dollars during this calendar year. So the pledges that were made in 2024 are being collected right now. And then Deb, the aforementioned Deb, will send out the checks for that. But if the money that's not designated, that's left up, that's a grant application. And that RFP for the request for proposal is released by March 1st. It's due April 1st each year. Then the committee, the Lenawee Cares Committee, will review the grant applications, make recommendations in our board. They present them to our board, who does the final approval on those.
Mm-hmm.
So those checks are typically written starting, you know, in June or July and paid out as the year goes on to folks. Just to, Lenawee Cares is really an agency that sometimes, or you know, one of our programs that in the community foundation can help keep the lights on at an organization, right? So
right,
we can help pay for staff, or there's a special program. And we really like to be a partner with our agencies. We really are in this together.
Yeah, definitely. Once the money comes in, is there a deadline or a particular date to be able to make these donations then, Paula?
We love to have the pledge or the pledge forms filled out by the end of this year, but we will take them anytime. For this 24-25 campaign, if you have them to us by February 28th, I'm assuming 2026 is not a leap year, but the end of February, how about that? If we have that, then we know that it counts for this campaign. But if it comes in after that, we just attribute it to the next campaign, because that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we are invested in Lenawee Cares, and we want to make sure our community is the best that it can be.
So if they are working, that can be done through their workplace.
They can be, as long as their workplace will participate, and they can contact us. We're happy to come and talk with them. Haley Antma is our chair. She just couldn't be here tonight, but I'm happy. We're a good partner, and we'll come out and talk. I've been on the second and third shift talks before, and people are very kind, right?
Yeah.
Lenawee County has lots of kind people in it.
Yes, yes. And if they are not working, they can make the donations by sending it to
the Community Foundation, yes. Or you can go online. There's also, if you hit the Donate Now button, Lenawee Cares is on there. But you can mail checks to 1440 West Maumee. We can take a credit card over the phone or do the EFT through your bank paperwork. And I said I really meant Deb.
Yeah.
Deb. She's so good. So.
It's good to be having someone like Deb to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, this does make a difference. As we mentioned before, this money stays right here in Lenawee County. If
it
you
does.
Want to make sure, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, is it going to be affecting people? Is it going to help the situation here in Lenawee County? Is it definite?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It will stay here unless you tell me you want it to go somewhere else. That happens on a few designations, but otherwise these dollars stay in our borders.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lenawee Community Foundation. That's who we care about.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, that says it right there. Mm-hmm. And Lenawee cares too.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's hope that we have another banner year.
Yeah.
For you. And then maybe we can go over the $475,000 for this coming year.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And think of what can be done. I mean, it, like you said, it helps keep the doors open for a lot of the organizations. And if you have a favorite nonprofit or an agency that you have a kinship with, you know, you're going to be supporting them and helping the work that they do, too. Like you said before, too, I have to reiterate is the fact that we have so many great agencies and organizations here in Lenawee County that... gosh, you know, they can help in so many different ways. And the thing that I like about Lenawee County too, Paula, and we've talked about this before, if they can't, they refer you to someone who can.
Absolutely. Yeah, we work really hard to make sure we all work together and we find a resource. The Community Foundation actually on our website has our resource guide, which is always kept. We update it all the time. We have a volunteer who's working on that now from Siena Heights. But that's a place where you can go and find resources too. And I don't know. I don't think there's any better place to live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, if they'd like more information or like to have someone from Lenawee Cares to come out to be able to talk to maybe with their job site is to give you a call or contact you and make sure that you can get something set up.
Absolutely. And I'll give that telephone number. It's 517-263-4696. We would love to come and chat with you.
263-4696.
Absolutely.
Great. Paula, have we covered everything?
I think we have. I'm just grateful. Thank you. And I'm really thankful to everybody who donates or, you know, gives back in some way, right?
Yeah.
We talk about time, talent, treasure, ties, and testimony. I learned the five T's. It used to be three.
Yeah.
So,
I like that.
Yeah. They all matter and they all make a difference.
They sure do. All right. Paula, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And thanks for all the work that you and what the Community Foundation and Lenawee Cares does for Lenawee County.
Thank you. I appreciate WLAN and you, Dale. You guys make a difference, right? It's good to have you every day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. My guest has been Paula Trettman, the Vice President and Director of Grants and Programs at the Lenawee Community Foundation. We've been talking about the Lenawee Cares campaign for 25-26. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.